Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Lee Hammack, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and validate the victims and survivors of this disorder, because guess what? You might not be crazy. It might be me. Today's episode is going to be about how being in a narcissistic relationship, toxic relationship, for a long enough period of time will have you jealous of other relationships. Just point blank, period. And this is, so I'm going to keep this as simple and straightforward as it is, as I can. Because, like, the longer you are in a toxic relationship, the longer you are in a relationship with a narcissistic person that is not reciprocating the love that you are putting out, the more and more you'll become jealous of other relationships around you. Your friends' relationships, your family's relationships. You mean your best friend and her husband, or your best friend and his wife? You're gonna be jealous of those relationships because your relationship doesn't look the same anymore. They still loving on each other. They still kissing, hugging, whatever. They run to the car to clap cheeks or something really, really quick and come back red faced, hair messed up, whatever. You mean blushing? You know, dressed disheveled, hair disheveled. You hear the round of applause. Like, look at them. It's a round of applause. There's a round of applause going on outside of our house right now. Remember, we used to be like that? And then you're going to get an argument. Don't compare. Like, when you're in, I'm just telling you, you'll end up comparing and contrasting your relationship to others, and it will destroy your mental health. It just will. And this is coming from, and the crazy thing about it is, the narcissist will say the same thing, too. They'll say the same exact thing. Like, why don't we do that anymore? And they be the reason that why it doesn't happen. You know what I mean? Like, the narcissist would literally be the reason that y'all don't, yeah, because they turn you down. They turn you down in the bedroom. You know what I mean? They make you beg for it. They make you wait for it. You know, there's no more hugging. There's no more kissing. There's no more affection. The inside jokes have disappeared. Like, y'all are just like coexisting now. Sometimes you like roommates. You like, you know, you glorify roommates. You're married roommates. You're married to your roommate, pretty much. And that happens a lot, y'all. I'm just telling you, when you get in these narcissistic relationships, you will become jealous. You just will. But, like, the crazy thing about it is, at the beginning of your relationship, other people might have been jealous of yours. Oh, my goodness. You guys are relationship goals. You guys are the it couple. But we want to be like you. We need love like you guys. And, y'all be over there like, you mean, you're a kiki-keying, you're laughing, and you are relationship goals, but then this the second when the devalue process starts, when you're with a narcissist, you go from relationship goals to relationship not goals. You go from not relationship goals. What's the difference? What's the opposite of a goal? That's gonna bother me, y'all. What is the opposite of a goal? I need to know. That's gonna bug me. I'm sorry, y'all. I gotta get my computer. What is the, sorry, opposite of, you go from relationship goals to, you know, the opposite of relationship goals. What is the opposite of a goal? You go from opposite of an end goal, purposelessness, aimlessness. You go from being relationship aimlessness. I don't know. You don't be the, you're not the goal anymore, pretty much. So when you do that type of stuff right there, y'all, and it transitions very, very quickly because you go from loving, caring, y'all holding hands everywhere. You're skipping down the street together, arm around each other, can't stop touching each other. You know what I mean? Doing it five times a day. You know, you're skipping work to do it, blah, blah, blah. You know, but you know how the mind works. You know how it goes at the beginning of a lot of relationships. But the narcissist relationship is just different. They're everything that you want and need. Like, we become everything that you want and need. You've been praying for us for years, and your prayers have been answered by the devil. You've been praying to Satan because you're an atheist, and then you got the devil. Now you're married to the devil, right? Now you're in a relationship with the devil. I know that just took a turn, didn't it? I know that took a turn right there. I love doing it. The narcissist code is different. If y'all are just on my podcast, the narcissist code is different between the narcissist explains. Because narcissist code is just my rant. This is my rants. You mean these are the codes of narcissism. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, if y'all, when y'all relationship starts to, like, dwindle and you become, like, you know, you start to see everybody else doing what y'all used to do, you see other people getting love bombed, you see other people going through that, you know, the honeymoon phase of relationships, and you're no longer in the honeymoon phase with a narcissist, you're in the devalue phase where you are feeling like less, you'll become jealous of other people. And sometimes that's a way for you to get isolated. You'll start to, like, you know how narcissistic people like to isolate you from other people, like to keep you away from your friends and family. Sometimes you'll start to isolate yourself because you don't want to be around people demonstrating you what real relationships look like, because that hurts you. Because you know if you bring that up to that narcissistic person, they're going to belittle you, they're going to devalue you in front of your face, and they're going to hurt you. They might silence you. They might give you the silent treatment. They might rage out on you. You might get into a scream fest because they're not treating you correctly, and you pointed it out. And that's how the narcissist mind works right there, y'all.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Because they condition you that you don't want to, like, you've been conditioned that you don't want to be around other people's relationships because it makes you feel a certain type of way. So you isolate yourself. So the narcissist, the job is out. The narcissist, their job is done. Their job is done. You don't want to be around your friends anymore now because you're jealous of the other friends' relationships because they look better than yours now. The dynamic has switched. And like I said, you'll be jealous and that'll cause adverse reactions. Like, you went into this relationship young because you wanted a relationship like your parents. They've been married 45 years, and you's like, I'm 25 now, 45 years, I'll be 70. I need to get on it right now. And you'll ignore red flags. Yeah, you'll ignore red flags. It's like, well, Lee, it's hard to see red flags when your face is in a pillow. Yes, you need cheeks clap. It's easy to ignore red flags. You know what I mean? Stop. Smell the roses. You have to, though, for real, y'all. Because, like, that's why I tell people to take it slowly. And that's why I tell people, like, one of the biggest red flags of narcissistic relationships is how fast they move. It's just, like, incredibly, unnecessarily fast. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I just feel like right now, you're going to, like, you're going to miss out on a lot of stuff. When you're moving really, really fast. And that's why narcissistic people like to move fast, because it's easier to miss red flags when you're moving fast. Yeah. And your honeymoon phase, it can last, and the love bombing phase could last any period of time, y'all. And I think people, when you get in a relationship with narcissists, you think that if you get married and you go on your actual honeymoon, like a lot of times in these narcissistic relationships, the value is already declining before you get to marriage. But a lot of people get into their heads, they're like, once we get married, it'll change. Once we get married, it'll get better. Once we get married, we're gonna start over. The flame is gonna be relit because we're gonna be on a honeymoon in a foreign country, and it's gonna be, you know, round of applause. You know, we're gonna do some Jamaican round of applause in Jamaica. But then you realize you get married, nothing changes. You argue on your honeymoon. You argue, you know, you argue on the flight, your silent treatment on a road trip to wherever you got to go. Literally, nothing changes. I'm just telling you, like, marriage does not change people. Marriage does not make narcissistic people better. It just doesn't. It does not. It's adding stuff to your relationship with a narcissist does not mean it's going to go back to being, you know, adding kids and stuff like that actually takes away from time from the relationship, because now you're putting time, effort, and energy into kids. So adding kids and stuff like that, and, you know, things like that, it just takes more time away. So how you supposed to connect to each other if you adding stuff that takes time away from each other? You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So don't, people are like, maybe if we get married, the honeymoon phase will come back. No. No. Marriage does not change people for the better, y'all. It's to, like, when you say I do, you're saying I do right now. I do accept you for who you are right now. I know our relationship has declined over the past 6 months and we're barely hanging on right now, but guess what? Marriage is going to make this bond stronger. And then you get married and the relationship gets worse. Like, how am I married now? We got married and it got worse. And now I'm jealous of my friend's relationship. I'm jealous of my friend's marriage. And now you don't want to be around your friends anymore. You know, and now you don't want to go home anymore because you're like, I'm just telling you, y'all. Being in this relationship can make you jealous of other relationships and make you not want to be around people. And sometimes you have to leave these relationships to put boundaries up and set dates and times to hang out and reconnect with each other. And if that doesn't work, then you have your answer. Like if they like, our communication sucks. Let's recommunicate. Let's have a date night every 2 days. I mean, every week or something like that. Let's have a date night every 5 days. At least once a week, we need to reconnect. If they're not willing to do that because they're too busy and stuff like that, you have your answer. You do. You just do. You have your answer. They can't carve out 2 hours a week out of the week to hang with you. You have your answer, especially if you don't have kids. You have your answer. Don't stay in toxic relationships longer than what you need to stay in them because it'll have you jealous of everybody around you. It just will. And I said earlier, like the narcissistic people will point it out too. The toxic person in the relationship will point out that y'all don't do the same things as you used to do. And it'll be 100% the narcissist's fault because they don't initiate anything. They don't like to take you anywhere. They don't like to do anything. But then you're like, we're just so disconnected from each other. Like, you know, can we start over? Why do you want to start over? I don't want to start over. We made it this far. Why do we need to start over? You know, like I said, they'll point it out. You changed. You don't hug me no more. You don't kiss me no more. Like, what's going on with this relationship? Like, all our friends and stuff like that. And then the narcissist will be jealous of other relationships. But be the one withholding affection and putting it on you. And that'll drive you crazy. It just will, y'all. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I got to cut this thing short. You're going to hop on some one-on-ones here. You need to do a one-on-one. Link is in the bio of all my podcasts and the description of all my podcasts and all and everywhere. Let me know. Peace. And my podcast people, y'all know I love y'all. My wife is doing a live show Sundays now, y'all. She did one last night. It's on my YouTube channel. It's posted on my YouTube channel for the world to see. So hop on over to the YouTube channel. Like and subscribe. Hit that 5-star for me on here too, y'all. Then I appreciate y'all so much. Thank you for everything. Mental illness is out. Peace.